Hi, this is Jeff Hazlin. I'm the Chief Marketing Officer for Eastman Kodak. I'm here at the 140 Conference, where Kodak's one of the sponsors, and we're talking about Twitter and how it's changing people's lives. And it's a great brand that has Kodak involved with this Twitter conference, because Twitter says, where am I at, what am I doing? And Kodak's all about sharing your life. So it's a great, great partnership for us to be able to be a part of here in London at the 140 Conference.
So, is there anything that stood out for you today in that's been different from the other 140 conferences that you've been involved in?
Well, I guess the biggest one was the fact that it's in London as opposed to just the United States. So we get a different perspective on different languages and cultures. And I think that's important for people to realize, because, you know, a lot of times we think in the United States everything's just about English and it's just about Americans, and it's not. So imagine those people, like Twitter hasn't taken off in Italy as much as it has, because they're not Twittering in Italian, they're Twittering in English, and not everybody speaks English or writes in English. So as you start to see it more native language, you're going to start to see that Twitter takes off, and it's going to be exponential. I mean, look at Facebook. Facebook has been that way. When it came out in Italy or in Italian, for instance, it went from just a few users to 12 million users almost overnight.
And you've obviously got a chief blogger, mm-hmm. And you're about to hire a chief listener. Can you just tell us a bit about that and your strategy?
Yeah, well, chief blogger for us was really a way to be able to handle our blogs and the communication that's been outbound. And we wanted to look at the communication that's coming inbound. And so we wanted to hire a chief listener, someone who's like an air traffic controller, kind of watching all the planes come in this case, watching all the conversations that come in about our products, whether they're complaints or positive things about, you know, change this feature, and then route those conversations to the right people. So it's a great role for somebody inside of a company like Kodak.
And this morning, in your speech, you were talking about that you've obviously launched a new product and that you haven't actually got a friendly name for it. Can you just tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, we have this great product called the ZI8, which we launched, and, you know, it's got its name ZI8. I mean, what's sexy or exciting about that? And I didn't care for it from a chief marketing perspective. Someone wrote about it and said, you know, it's a great product, the best product they've seen for a HD pocket video camera. In fact, it makes the flip a flop is what the headline said in the paper. But they said, what marketing genius came up with a name? And I didn't come up with a name, but our team did. And so I had to take responsibility and said, look, let's go out to Twitter. Let's name it from Twitter. And so we had a contest out there on Twitter. And in 4 days, we got thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands, I could keep going, of names submitted on the product. And we said, whoever we pick, we're going to pick that name. Their name's going to be on the box, in the box. Their picture will be on the box, in the box. And we're going to announce it at CES in January in Las Vegas, the new name of this product, and give it a proper name that people will want to recognize. And we got some good ones and we got some bad ones that came in, but we're going to announce the right one around January the 7th of 2010.
Are you still looking?
Could
people maybe contribute names?
Yeah, I think we could go to Audio Boo and people could actually send us in names. Go to send them on our blog. You can go right to our blog at Kodak.com. Go to one of our blogs or send it into Kodak Chief Blogger. Go to Twitter. Look us up on Twitter and send us in the names. There's always a chance, you know, and if whether it's this product or maybe another product, we're going to want suggestions. And I tell you, one of the things that people can really do is, you know, use our products and give us ideas about new things that we could do with cameras, with pictures, with videos, with all those Kodak moments. That's the things that really help us.